In the last couple of years, the city has rolled out some funding for Philly violence prevention groups and really for the smaller grassroots groups on the ground that have been working to try to reduce shootings. We want to take a look at one program today that has caused a lot of turmoil within some of these groups, and it's led to anger towards the city of Philadelphia, and it's leaving people to question whether or not the program worked.
Some organizers say the city didn't help them manage the large sums of money they received through a pilot program. The city, no surprise, disagrees. Mm-hmm. So joining us now to talk about all of this is WHYY News gun violence prevention reporter Sammy Kayola. Sammy, welcome to Studio 2. So glad to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Jerry, start us off. So let's set the stage.
Yeah. Now, it's called the Community Expansion Grant Program, and it allotted a multi-million dollar sum between 31 groups. Explain the setup, who got it, and how it worked.
Yeah, so all told, it's about $13.5 million that was distributed, as you said, between 31 groups. And the city tried to be pretty careful about this selection process. They wanted violence groups that had been in existence for more than 3 years, and they wanted them to have annual operating budgets of under $15 million. So they wanted established groups, but groups that definitely were in need of financial assistance. And you know, they said that their selection process was pretty robust, that they brought in experts in philanthropy and nonprofits, that they brought in somebody called the chief integrity officer. Mm. I learned that the city has that. They wanted to enable folks that have been doing this work for a very long time in their own neighborhoods to be able to do it in a bigger way, to be able to reach more kids if they're serving kids, more formerly incarcerated people if that's who they're helping, just be able to take the work they're doing and do it on a larger scale.
So it's almost like seed money for groups that are established but a little smaller to help them sort of grow what they're doing.
Yeah, help you get to the next level.
Right.
Now, what happened was, and what I'm about to cite comes from a Philadelphia Inquirer analysis of this program with an investigation that they published recently. They found that a third of the groups were given grants that were actually larger than their operating budgets. And I've talked to experts about that being a pretty tough thing to just give a group that much money if they don't necessarily have a lot of staff or a lot of infrastructure. So these groups got to propose programs, you know, things that they wanted to create or expand. But
they got a lot of money quickly.
Yeah.
And they didn't have, and talk about what this means. So they didn't have, a lot of them didn't have structure like a board because they were on the ground doing the work using a lot of times their own money.
Yeah, they were doing a lot of this out of their own pockets, kind of mom and pop shops, didn't have maybe all the staff that they would need. And I want to be clear, like a lot of these groups, it seems, did roll out their programs, did expand their services. I talked to Amir Healing Center. They hired a bunch more counselors to provide therapy to people who have lost people to gun violence. So a lot of them were doing the work. 28 of these groups reached some form of completion, according to the city. So 28 of 31.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that is good. And 20 of the groups did ask for extensions. Mm. So they didn't get to spend out all the money. So they've asked for extensions into June. So the reality is, like, this isn't over. It's not over. We can't really say, did they do a good job or not? Because they're still using the money. The other thing here is that a lot of council members and community activists wanted to see an evaluation of how the money was spent. And the city said from the get-go, we're going to do that. Yeah. So they hired these four analysis groups to do an evaluation. It just hasn't been published yet.
And I got to ask you, because community groups have been very upset about some of the coverage of this. Can you talk about what was their concern here, and have we at WHYY done anything on that part?
Yeah, so when this Inquirer investigation came out showing how some of the groups didn't complete their programs or struggled to use the funds, you know, many Black-led nonprofits got together, they held a press conference, and they said, hey, we think this is an unfair portrayal. We think this is harmful. It makes us seem incompetent, and it will make it harder for the government to trust us and fund us in the future. It's this delicate balance, right? Because people are calling for accountability. We need to know how the money is spent. But groups say we do need to trust them, and we do need to help them get to where they need to be. If they're struggling, what support do they need? Do they need extra staff? Do they need some kind of liaison? Do they need more information? One of the big problems I heard about was the reimbursement, like having to file invoices for spending. That was really tough.
Because they had to spend their own money first before they could get any money. Yeah.
Yeah. So they got 20% of the money up front. And then after that, reimbursement was, there was a reimbursement process that was required. And, you know, if you're busy helping people on a day-to-day basis, hands-on work, filling out a bunch of reimbursement paperwork might be the first
back office is going to be tough if you're out there doing the work every day in the neighborhood. Can I ask you, it does seem though there's a natural tension between evaluation and expediency. Does it make sense to get this money to the community groups quickly, even if it isn't all spent perfectly? Or is it better to vet the groups more, measure them more, even if it slows down the process? Because underlying all this, there's people's lives at stake when we're talking about anti-violence work. I mean, is one of these approaches better than the other?
Yeah, thank you for calling that out, Avi. I mean, this is urgent. And that's what a lot of the groups are saying, is like, just give us the funding. We'll use as much of it as we can. And I think you can do both, right? I think in an ideal world, you can give groups upfront support. You can say, hey, do this program, let us know what you need. And at the same time, you can be tracking how they do it. And I did talk to one of the researchers that's involved with that public evaluation. She said, you know, it's doable, but we just have to help them out.
Yeah, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us, Sammy.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, there is another round. We'll see what happens with that other funding. Sammy Cayola is a gun violence prevention reporter here at WHYY.